Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for January 7th, 2017. This is my first show of the year, and I've got an article that's hot off the press that I'm going to begin with today. If you want to pull this article up in your browser, you can go to www.heartcom.org and then click on the link for the HeartCom Network and scroll down to the archives for this January 7th article. Like I said, this is hot off the press. I just sent an email out to about 9,000 on my in-house email list, and I'm feeling a buzz, you know, already. So I'm going to try and do a transfer of affection with that energy into this reading, and because it's timely. This is, like I say, the initiation of 2017, and big buzz, as everyone knows, from 2016 has been a massive shift in consciousness, with the whole truth coming out from Brexit to the 2016 election, the Trump, the big shockaroo in both regards, and a general enlightenment that's going on globally. This has been big news, and we're seeing with this, you might say, surge of grassroots, netroots, revolution in higher consciousness, or uprising and uprising, I sometimes refer to it as. You can see this going on globally, and what that's done is, you know, light brings up all unlike itself, and you've got this surge of the whole truth coming out on issues that have before been obscure and ignored by the mainstream media. So it's like flipping on a light switch. And this is what's going on in the collective consciousness. It's like the whole truth versus fake news. There's a general enlightenment going on, and it is exposing the big lie that's been so big and so bold and so often told for so long that a lot of people have believed it. But now the big shift is hitting the Aquarian fan, and it's like a whole new order of the ages is emerging. So hold on to your hat, folks. The big shift is about to light us up like flipping a light switch in darkness. And this is kind of like Revelation 21, verse 5, that says, "There is hope in the darkness, for all things will be made new." And it's kind of what's going on now. It's big drama, folks, and this is much different from what you may have imagined, yet can be much better than you ever thought possible. So I'm going to go into this a little bit. Again, if you want a little background on this, I did an article at the very first of the year, New Year 2017, the preface article. I provided that link in the article I just shared with you at heartcom.org regarding the surge in the field, you might say, the enlightenment field, the global mind, the surge in the collective consciousness that's been going on throughout 2016, but really accelerated in through the end of 2016, and now you're really seeing it hitting critical mass in the collective conscience worldwide. You might say, again, the collective conscience, the collective unconscious, the global mind. This concept, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, this understanding of the unified field, the quantum field, the global mind, is maturing in the collective consciousness of humanity. And there are many called to the path of evolutionary ascent, but few are chosen who choose freely with pure intention and focused attention for conscientious ascension in a unified field dimension of comprehension. on Earth as in cosmos. So think galactic and act local, on Earth as in heaven. You know, we are in the universe, and the universe is in us. And if you could imagine this, and this is what I have posted with a graphic on this article that I'm doing a reading on. If you can imagine the Milky Way galaxy, looking at it from deep space, and I have a photo of a deep space photo of another galaxy that's like our own, showing the great central sun of the similar galaxy that radiates out to a aligned photon belt. We're talking about hundreds of billions of star systems. And this is our galaxy from deep space. And the photograph that you may know of called the Sombrero Galaxy is a good visualization of this if you don't have this pulled up in your browser. And you have this big circle in like a disk, and you have in the middle of that disk that's got hundreds of millions of star systems in it, you've got in the middle of this great central sun that radiates out to, again, hundreds of billions of star systems in alignment in this galactic plane. And we're out about, you know, Earth is out, our solar system is out about two-thirds of the way out in that disk in our Milky Way galaxy. And this is our whole, you know, galactic system of course, it's massive, and we're, you know, it's the scale of this that helps to, you know, appreciate the scale of this within the context of what I'm about to go into, because this is what's really going on in the field. And we're talking about the galactic field, the unified field. When I refer to that, I'm talking about the field, the quantum field. It's all connected. And our solar system's out about two-thirds out from the center of the galaxy. And our solar system cycles across the galactic plane in a sine wave while orbiting around the galaxy in a cycle that takes hundreds of millions of years, because we're not only orbiting up and across the galactic plane in the precession of the equinox, which is about a 28,000-year cycle, but we're also moving around the galaxy. So that orbit, instead of being a circle, it's more like a sine wave curve as it's moving forward. Now, I provided a short 2-minute video on this reference website that I gave you, and I'm going to be putting it up in the show notes in the future for people that are listening to this later with the replay podcast that I'll provide with an email out to the list. And if you're not on my list, I certainly recommend you, you know, with the contact information on my Cosmic Love webpage, that you contact me to put you on the list, and I'll send you and everyone else this email that includes this link, that includes, you know, this article I'm referring to and doing the reading from, and it includes this short 2-minute animated video of the great crossing of our solar system across the galactic plane. That is a very good visualization of what's going on in the cycle, the precession of the equinox, as our solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane, and in this cycle of about 28,000 years. Well, in the sine wave curve, it crosses in a full cycle. Instead of a circle again, I'm talking about a sine wave curve, because it's moving around the galactic plane in a huge cycle of hundreds of millions of years. I think it was, the last time I read it, was like 280 million or 230 million years it takes to orbit all the way around the galaxy. But as it's moving around and going around, up and across, up and down across the galactic plane, in about this 28,000-year cycle, the precession of the equinox, it crosses the galactic plane twice. And the last time this happened was the 2,000-year rise of mythical, quote-unquote, mythical Atlantis about 14,000 years ago, as explained at Galactic Vision, which is a link I've provided in the article that goes into it in more detail, with multiple videos and graphics that goes into this understanding of the unified field, the field, the quantum field, you know, of photonic light that's all connected. And we're talking about instant, everywhere, interactive connection. I mean, the universe, it's like, it's instant. They're now finding it's beyond the speed of light, and this is, of course, how, you know, space travel can be almost instant with teleportation and otherwise, you know, across the galaxy. And this is what's, of course, been going on and being unveiled now with the Secret Space Program, that there is an instant everywhere interactive, you know, quantum field connection that can be navigated, just like the Internet is an instant everywhere interactive connection with the global humanity. The Internet is it's a metaphor, you might say, for the quantum field and for the global mind. The global mind is connecting with our instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities now. It's created a global village for the family of mankind. So, again, we're talking about this great cycle and the great crossing, this 28,000-year approximate precession of the equinox. There's this great crossing of our solar system about twice every 28,000 years, this sine wave curve. And too often we hear about the cataclysmic flood and fall of Atlantis, which actually occurred thousands of years after its rise. And we're in that point now of crossing. This is what 2012 was really about. It's this alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane as it's in the great crossing. And this is a huge cycle. And what's happened is that the last 100 years, look at the acceleration of everything, from horse and buggy to space age. And this is the flooding, an increasing flooding as our solar system came into alignment with the galactic plane. You might say flooding of energy. You know, this, you know, the flooding of energy of our solar system with this alignment with hundreds of billions of star systems right back to this great central sun. There's been this alignment with, you might say, the light of God that never fails. It's the light of the source, the light of Alpha and Omega at the heart of the great central sun. People think of it in different ways, but basically it's this light that's been flooding the earth. And, of course, we're not talking about a flood like in the time of Noah. That time was a water flood. This time it's fire. It's a flood of cosmic fire, you might say. That is the end of the world as we've known it, the end of density, the end of 3D. We're moving into 4 or 5D dimensions. It's a whole different way of looking at everything. It's like basically we're moving into the quantum age, just like we've been in the communication age, and before that it was the industrial age. We're moving into the quantum age of this understanding of quantum reality, quantum science, and the instant everywhere interactive connection, which the Internet is a metaphor for. So, again, too often we only hear about Atlantis in terms of the Great Flood about 14,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago, actually. There's a cycle in there with the rise of Atlantis. And we're at the beginning of the rise of civilization as we're crossing the galactic plane. We're rising up across it. And the momentum now is carrying through into the physical octave. We've seen the acceleration of everything on the Earth, time and space, as we've known it. You might say the compression of time. Time, sometimes people refer to as 4D, that our concept of time, it's like there's no time now. It's like instant. The concept of instant time and instant revelation, instant connection, not just with the Internet globally, but we're moving into a sense of no time, which we get into 5D conscience where it's all connected, time, space, it all becomes relative. You might say relations of relevance and ultimate reverence, the holy whole, and how it's all connected. So I get pretty excited about this. This is something I've been seeing coming for a long time, written about it over the years, talked about it a lot in Cosmic Love, and now we're seeing, you might say, the mega-shift mega-trends that are converging now. Things have been speeding up. The last 100 years, it's almost like an exponential curve. There's a video I provided on this recently in one of the websites regarding the Mayan calendar. Dr. Carl Kalaman is a video of his work and the real understanding of the decoding of the Mayan calendar in terms of the real understanding of what was going on in 2012 as far as an acceleration of time or a compression of time in an exponential way that is now reaching what some people call a mega point or zero point. Again, spherical consciousness, nonlinear consciousness, quantum consciousness. This is an amazing time, folks. I mean, okay, so I'm going to be going into this some more, but a little background here. just again, going back to this last year and putting it in context, I mean, fewer are those who clearly grasp the full meaning of the geopolitical shift in 2016 with Brexit and Trump's election. But many can now see a clear pattern of public rejection of deception and corruption in the deep state of both the European Union and the United States. And in the article I provide, there's a full movie on Brexit that's got about 2.6 million views over the last year since Brexit. And it's a full documentary on the reason for Brexit, and the understanding in this movie is really what's going on in the United States is the exact same parallel. The parallels are uncanny, and it really helps to understand what's going on in the United States from this documentary on what went on with the exit from the European Union called Brexit. And this documentary goes into that. So, you know, highly encourage you to watch that if you're interested in the larger context of what's going on globally right now. And it goes back to the rate of change to enlightened net reality, you might say, our global village, instant everywhere, all connected net reality it's accelerated so rapidly, it's like a light switch has been flipped on. Now, this is the larger context. I mean, if you look back at it, what's been going on, it's like a light switch has been flipped on. And the quickening of conscientious common sense, call it unity consciousness or just, you know, collective awareness of global humanity is now accelerating towards fulfillment of Earth's divine destiny. But the eyes of many people haven't adjusted to the intensity of light. It's like information overload in an old computer with an outmoded operating system. I mean, some people are waking up to sensory overload with fear and contempt for problems in the world that they never knew existed. I mean, they're waking up, you might say, with, you know, to stuff that's going on because of the internet. It's all the stuff being unveiled. Some people say the veil is thinning, but, you know, it's like thinking your room was clean until you got a brighter light bulb and saw the dust on everything. You know, light brings up all unlike itself, you might say, and there's a flooding of this cosmic fire, call it, you know, cosmic, you know, light, you know, call it photonic light, call it light-coded intelligence from the heart of the great central sun, but the brighter the bulb, you might say, the sharper the shadows, outlining what was obscure before. And basically, the truth of all things is being shouted from the rooftops, you know, as the biblical expression or whatever, you know, the idea that it's all coming out, you know, with our new net reality. People all over the world know the true history of what was been going on in the shadows, the shadow guard government, the deep state. Boy, this has all come out in 2017 in spades, and people are waking up to this, and other people are waking up not only with the gift of discernment, you know, seeing through the fake news, but also with an intuitive knowing about things for creative learning and self-correcting, self-governing, self-elevation as salvation, evolutionary ascension, personal and planetary. You know, this concept of evolutionary ascent is like the learning, growing process. And it's a dimensional shift. We're talking about, you know, 3D density of dense, unconscious, and heartless. You know, we're moving into a more of a spherical, nonlinear spherical holism where heart coherence is understood. You know, you might say education of the heart is more important than education of the mind because, you know, heart coherence and mind congruence are all connected. It's like the true science and true spirituality are connected. The truth of this connection is what's being unveiled. And this is, again, the quantum, science quantum reality, you know, this all connected wholeness, holiness, healing frame of reference, you know, whereby we come out of sense of separation into a more common sense unity consciousness. This is what's been going on. So this is a wonderful time to be alive. And we've got front row seats, folks, as the curtain opens on the big show in 2017. So as I was writing this piece on, you might say, a surge of global enlightenment that's going on right now, I was kind of, you know, trying to take this context of what's been going on with the recent conflagration of fake news in the media, you know, this whole thing of, you know, of the two sides of this issue of true news and fake news and what's really going on with, you know, since the election of Trump, there has been like InfoWars. I mean, very overt warring for the hearts and minds of humanity. You know, left and right, the old left-right dialectic. And, you know, there's one school that says, you know, you got to have an enemy if you're going to continue war. That's like the old paradigm. You know, the old war profiteering paradigm. You know, how to make a killing on war, disease, and death and hell on the planet. you know, retro old paradigm. But it's like this whole thing of the Russians did it or the Russians didn't do it. What the truth of that? You know, it's been such intense. And what it is? It's the conflict. You might say between old paradigm and new paradigm. There's a paradigm shift going on. Call it a dimensional shift. The paradigm shift from 3D to 4, 5D and unity consciousness and you know, collective global common sense is a massive paradigm shift. And like I say, the shift has hit the Aquarian fan, you know, of basically universal freedom and love. And we're not there yet, but we're on the way. And so to put this in context, I thought I'd do a semi-satire article on Trump's transition team and the plans, their plans for the first 100 days to see how well, you know, satire works to get people laughing at the lockstep disconnect from reality in the lamestream media. You know, so I thought I'd try take a hand at satire, and so here we go. Here's my true satire fake news, the shocking news. Trump team takes off the first 100 days agenda. So we all know how Trump will say one thing and then do another. According to insider sources, this is Trump's real agenda for the first 100 days. One, contracting with the Chinese, matching funds for multi-trillion dollar upgrade of U.S. infrastructure. Now, I provided an article that goes into great detail on that. For people that find a little problem with the credibility of this, they can read that article for themselves. It's well documented. This is one of the intentions of the Trump team. And this is what's moving ahead. So, number two, full production of clean, free energy technology for rapid deployment. And I provided a link on the Keshi Magrave power technology and another source, a European source of this technology. And I go on to explain, and I've referenced also over the years, there's many other new free energy technology, free energy type technologies. This is the most breathtaking free energy technology that is coming out now and going into full production with the Trump team. It's easy when you know this technology is very simple to excuse me. This technology is very simple to understand with the video that I provided. And this is a video of a 13-year-old who invented this Tesla-inspired free energy device for under $15, folks. And you watch that video for yourself, and you can look at those other links and go, yeah, this is real. Well, it's going into production worldwide. So Trump knows this. Trump team knows this. They're They're going to take advantage of this with manufacturing and production. This is all part of their larger plan, this free energy technology. And one fell swoop will be getting rid of most of the petrochemical pollution on the planet, cleaning up the environment, and liberating homes and industry with clean, free energy technology. So you can read that for yourself and watch the video. Kind of blow your mind. Number three. Trump team will be contracting with Russians to help supply U.S. markets with non-GMO grains until U.S. farming can get up to speed with organics. So, as you may know, Russia has outlawed GMOs, as has China and many other countries that don't want the U.S. model of a medical-industrial complex that makes a killing, literally, on cancer-causing GMOs, fluoride, vaccines, chemtrails, petrochemical pollution, etc. Then there's numerous links there provided that you can read about these cancer-causing problems and specifically the GMOs. You can check it out for yourself, but this is the reality that the Trump team is can't ignore or deny, so, and they're going with the flow in this regard because across the board all these momentums are surfacing. And all these 7 points that I'm going to be going into reference to this surge of light and consciousness globally. And so the U.S. team, the U.S. transition team, Trump, is going to be taking advantage of this. Number four, Trump team will be collaborating east and west. They're going to be collaborating to develop free online universal self-care, which is the sovereignty model for global holistic healing. Now, this technology of advanced informatics, it's called, database informatics, could now provide highly personalized self-care information for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. This will begin reversing the perverse profit incentives of a disease care system that we call public health care in the U.S. And again, the technology is advanced at this point worldwide, and with the internet, this could be with a fast track program with the Trump transition team. This could be developed within a relatively few months, a lot faster now than was taken to implement Obamacare, which turned out to be a boondoggle of cost overruns with contracts that went to Hillary Clinton's friends, who gave her kickbacks to the Clinton Foundation, and some of you know the story of that. But the fact is, the whole world knows that you know the technology now is available for global holistic healing, universal self-care through the internet, and the potential for that, and the portents for that, as far as what that would mean for anyone in their on their desktop computer or their laptop or palm top, the smartphone could access information regarding any current symptom profile of symptoms, and for your unique body type, metabolic type, what would be indicated working best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination, so you would have real good insight into what's going to work best for your optimizing your health, preventing and managing disease. Pretty exciting stuff. Going global sooner than later. And another point about the Trump transition team working on a global upgrade of our core net reality, internet freedoms, and the whole truth of you know, how to organize information in formation in our social, political, and economic institutions work, which are all connected with our new global telecommunication capabilities. The whole truth as it is cultured with interactive, mass-to-mass interaction on the internet, this process, which is now possible with technology that now exists, it will neutralize, you might say, the big lie of fake news to the extent that global net neutrality is optimized with an internet upgrade of our five core internet freedoms. And there's a link on that and an article on that that goes into it in great details, the parallels of our five core constitutional freedoms as related to the internet. What that looked like, what that looks like, and how that works to define and refine what's called Web 3.0, the next phase of the computer internet revolution, with a universal interface for culturing social conscience in our all-connected social networks. Now, I'm going to go to that five core internet freedoms and give you a little orientation on this. Freedom of assembly, for example, it's what social networks do. They're the new tribes. They're, you know, the networks of friends, family, and other truth sources that you've learned to trust through disciplined discernment on the internet. This is freedom of assembly. Freedom of speech is now an interactive process of originating and evaluating content in social media, and then creating new content that highlights consensus with enlightened context and meaning. It's called information's ecology, recycling general knowledge in the way that empowers specific wisdom, freedom of speech in our global village with the internet. Freedom of a press is what net neutrality represents. The new printing press is the computer internet web press itself. The new press, you might say, is the internet. It's like the web, the World Wide Web itself. This is the freedom to be impressed, you might say, by the whole truth and to press it forward, to pay it forward by sharing it with your social network. This is what goes on with Facebook and other social networks. People like stuff and they pay it forward. They press it forward. They forward it, they share it with their social network. Freedom to petition government is upgraded with integration of these first three freedoms. By integrating current technology capabilities, it's now possible to have 100 or 1 million people respond to a live or pre-recorded video at the same time, defining consensus with a universal interface for global interaction. And again, this defines the next phase of the computer internet revolution with Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. Now, this concept of the next phase of the computer internet revolution, what that looks like, how that works, really, I keep emphasizing that over and over a lot in 2016, but now it's like the keynote of all these other freedoms, the way they can be integrated for an upgrade of social conscience in our global social networks. This is where we're at in 2017. The vision alone of how this works can be a catalyst for self-fulfilling prophecy. Freedom of religion is the heart of all these core constitutional freedoms. You can call it freedom of conscience that honors the gold standard for civility. You know, the golden rule, law, language that represents universal common sense in all the great world religions. And the constitution of conscience itself. Now, I've got an article link there on the constitution of conscience in the article that you can read, go into, and it's a multidimensional understanding of these core principles of the processes of consciousness. And again, as you become more conscious of how you're conscious, you develop a conscience with a capital C, you know, as in see with, you know, realize with real eyes, metaphorically. So the keynote here is, you know, goes all the way back to the chief architect of the U.S. Constitution, James Madison, who said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. He's not talking about physical property, but it includes physical property. When you talk about the most sacred of all property. We're talking about spiritual law, language, heart coherence, which is the source of mind congruence. And essentially the primary teaching of every religion. And you can take all the great world religions, and here's an example of nine of them. The primary teaching of every religion, Christianity, for example. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. That's Jesus in Matthew 7:12. And Sikhism, I am a stranger to no one, and no one is a stranger to me. Indeed, I am a friend to all. That's the Guru Granth Sahib, pages 1,299, for example. Islam, take the Islam religion. Same thing, concept. Not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourselves. That's from the Prophet Muhammad in the Hadith. Zoroastrianism, which is the ancient religion going back to Persia, Iran, which is, do not do unto others whatsoever is injurious to yourself. That's the Shayat Nashayast, 13:29. Hinduism, this is a sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to yourself. That's from the Mahabharata, 5:15-17. Buddhism, treat not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. That's from the Yodhana Varga, chapter 5, verse 18. Judaism, what is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole Torah. All the rest is commentary. That's from the Hillel Talmud, Shabbat 31a. Jainism, Jain's an ancient religion, going back 5,000 more years in India, which says, one should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated. One should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated. That's from the Mahabharata Sutra Kritanga. Taoism. Regard your neighbors. This Taoism is ancient Chinese, you know, philosophy, spirituality. Says, regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. That's from the Tai Shang Kang Yin Pin, page 2013 to 2018. So, again, we're talking about all the major world religions. All basically saying the same thing at heart. And either we honest this gold standard, you know, universal law language, gold standard, with well-informed choice, you know, to own our own lives with freedom, truth, and justice, or we dishonor the golden rule with paradigm paralysis, you know, that might say stinking thinking, that suffers separation, perception, deception. Separation and fake news and false flags that orchestrate terror for tyranny tactics to profit from war, disease, and death of the sacred. Death of the sacred, which is core, conscientious, common sense civility. I mean, and then there's that graphic of the Goddess of Liberty holding up the torch and saying, no free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. And this is the common sense of all the core religions, great world religions of the world. It's why freedom of spirituality, freedom of religion is the core of all other core first principles. Whether we're talking about, you know, core constitutional principles or core principles of for net neutrality reality, net reality. You know, there's core principles that at the very heart or the golden rule, you know, the gold standard for the next economy, you know, the currency of conscience, conscientious common sense. So personal and planetary transformation in 2017 will thus optimize trust in these five core constitutional freedoms in the global sphere. And this is how global conscious evolution revelations will mature, organizing all information in formation with trust in an interactive standard of universal love for global us, for the global us as united sovereigns of Earth. So, this is the whole thrust of a global upgrade of our net reality in 2017 with five core internet freedoms. And I know the concept of Web 3.0 cyber ethics on the surface is just an abstract. If you go into it, the link on it, the article about the concept of the shift, the global shift in Web 2.0, which is social media as we know it now, to Web 3.0, which is interactive social media on a mass-to-mass scale, which just seems impossible unless there's a universal interface, which is a function of the language of consciousness itself, the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, that is, you might say, the programming language for the holodeck, you know, the brain field, the consciousness field, between the two hemispheres of the brain, the biological model of linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law, and nonlinear, spherical, spiritual, spirit of the law, in the left and right hemispheres of the brain, which really correspond in the holographic field, to the left and right hemispheres of the Earth. It's been a well-established quantum science that Western civilization and Eastern civilization correspond hemispherically, energetically, to what goes on in the left and right hemispheres of each individual in their brain field, the torus field. And that understanding of quantum science, quantum reality, the quantum field, the brain field within us. Now, the kingdom of heaven is within us. The quantum field is a holographic field, you know, between our ears. And the understanding of that field, of the language, the laws of light and consciousness for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience, is really the bottom line, which is, if you take it from the top, it's the highest good as far as the gold standard for the next economy. Abundant conscience, an economics of abundance based on abundant conscience, common sense, unity conscience, the global spherical conscience. Above, so below, as within, so without. So that's pretty much what I wanted to chunk out for today. I want to thank you for listening. I'm grateful to be able to put this together at the last minute. Like I say, I just published this article. I got a buzz on as I've been doing it. I'm not usually this animated. I'm looking forward to 2017. I'm really excited about the possibilities. As you can tell from this article and the links, if you have a chance to read it, there are huge portents for general enlightenment globally in 2017. So hold the vision, keep the faith, and make it so. Make it a good year. You know, worldwide love is what we make it, and it all begins within. So here's to it. Have a wonderful year, and I'll catch you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.